This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and so this is what we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks. This is our secret project. Welcome to How to Date Logan Barnes. This is episode zero of How to Date Logan Barnes. Logan is such an interesting character that we have to do an entire podcast series about him and relationship advice for him. You can talk at any time.
It applies to other people, by the way. This is just going to be general advice for people who are terrible with women like I am.
So this is our self-help podcast.
Well, you have
pretty much
you have the best people on board.
I think so. I think you guys will be great.
Okay, so what?
Because two of us married up, so obviously we know how to get
women. Matt's
dating up.
I want to establish.
I'm dating way up.
Yeah.
This advice is not pickup artistry or red pill advice. This is just general advice.
What is red pill?
You're
getting into Bill Cosby territory.
Hey, what are you talking about? Bring it down, bud.
It's a men's rights activist thing.
I don't think men's rights activists are going to be listening to How to Date Logan Barnes.
I thought this was like the Matrix. You talk about the red pill and the blue pill.
Is this like the Return of Kings or something?
It's a term coined by them that means
he's an Ewok.
Just look it up. It's dumb.
I don't want to look it up.
This is a pro rape podcast.
No, this is not. I'm saying it's not that. It is not that at all.
Maybe this is why you're having some problems.
No. This is not that at all, and I want to make that clear. This is just for
no,
people.
No, that was a very bad joke. It's a joke. It's not what that is at all.
But this is just general advice. I am terrible. I have horrendous social anxiety when it comes to speaking with women.
Sure.
It's
normal.
I've always had that.
Yeah.
Forever. So.
So let's talk about this. Every project that we do has some form of a backstory. When we started doing the podcast together over a year ago, we found that we would get together and we would just hit record and talk for a substantial amount of time before we actually
longer than the actual show.
Yeah, sometimes before we actually recorded an episode of Just Us Geeks. And we found a lot of times that we would have this sort of back and forth between Logan and some of us about relationship advice. Now, why do you think that, first of all, why do you think you need some advice?
Because otherwise I'm just stumbling in the dark.
Do you feel like you're behind all of us? Like you're in last place?
I don't think it's a race or anything like that.
You're also way younger than we are, so
yeah.
The thing with me is there are certain subjects that you can go out and research and learn everything about, and then the first time you sit down at the
checking
table
the oil
or whatever,
and ringing the bells,
you totally different.
You know what? Yeah. You have a good grasp, and you can do the project.
A good grasp?
Right. With people, there's not that
Logan.
Yeah.
So I feel like getting practical advice from people who've been in the field, basically.
You can have all the knowledge in the world as far as how to deal with women, but if you haven't actually done it, then you really don't know
anything.
And
you know, here's the thing. And
every encounter is different.
There's no way I can be like, this is a guaranteed way to do this. This will be successful 100% of the time. That's never going to happen.
James,
before we get a little bit farther into it, why don't we say who all's on here with
us. We're going to do that.
A good idea.
There are people on here.
Sure.
And you need to know, this is our episode zero for those that don't know. We never did an episode zero for Just Us Geeks, but we didn't want to just drop you in with a couple of episodes that we've debuted today. Happy Valentine's Day. Without any knowledge of what's really going on. But we started doing this. We started talking about some relationship things. You know, we found each other because we're friends. We found each other.
It was wonderful.
And then we found how Ronery Rogan was. No, but that's not really. But
it was okay.
But
I'll give it to you.
So, Logan, you are the focal point of How to Date Logan Barnes.
Hi, my name is Logan Barnes. I'm 24 years old, and I have never been on a date with a woman.
ASL, Logan.
You've never been on a date with a woman.
Not TMI.
Never on a, like... You've never taken a girl out to eat
or
anything?
Not once.
Okay, we'll get there. Matt, continue.
I mean, I was just asking him that question.
No, I'm just saying, you are
I'm just trying to know Logan Barnes.
Yeah,
we're gonna
know more about Logan together. We're gonna send out visuals of the diagram of his body and all kinds.
No, no. Sure. Yeah. No, God no.
Eventually, we're just gonna have nudes. No, on the website.
Logan, it'll be fine. Here's Logan's it'll be weenus. Fine.
Vetoed. Vetoed.
Wait, that's not dating now.
Logan
okay.
Nudes.
Yeah, we're gonna be sexting for Logan.
No.
Eventually, we're gonna put out a dating app called How to Date Logan Barnes.
And it's like you gotta have.
And it's really just like a game.
The classes for like how to take the perfect dick pic. You know, you're gonna send that out.
Hey, you know what? You know where you do it from?
Where?
Just a tip.
Maybe don't start with that.
If anyone receives a sext from me, it is these guys being idiots.
It is us ghosting his phone.
Yeah. Sure.
Anyway,
it's going to be of some guy's
giant
dong.
So, Logan,
I will introduce the main source of information, the man who started it all, the man I questioned.
Yeah, you're the one that started it all.
Yeah, it's all
Matthew Elizabeth Wood.
I don't know about all that. So, you've never been on a date with a woman?
This isn't about me now. This is about you right now.
What's your credentials? We need your credentials.
Whoa.
Yeah. What?
We're not talking about my credentials. This isn't about me. This is about Logan.
Number one, we have to know about your credentials for anyone to take your advice.
Yeah, how's they going to take you seriously? No. How is anybody going to take you seriously? They don't know.
Okay. My name is Matt Wood. I'm 32 years old. Oh, I will be 32 in July.
You're not 32 yet.
That's painful to say.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, believe me.
Mm-hmm. I've been in several long-term relationships. I've been on many dates. I've had my experience.
Yeah.
And
I'm willing
to pass that along
that knowledge
to Logan here. He needs some assistance and not saying my methods work for everyone, but
do you think they're going to work well for Logan? Do you think that you know Logan well enough?
I do know Logan very well.
I think Matt knows me better than most everyone in
I
this
wouldn't
room.
Yeah. Like I've made my mistakes and I know what I've done wrong, and if I were giving advice to Logan, I would tell him like, well, this worked out for me or this didn't work out for me. You should try this instead of this, you know, maybe I don't know. But
so what do you think, what do you hope is the end result for this?
I just want Logan to be happy. That's all I want.
It's a great answer.
That's all I want.
I just want Logan to be happy.
Whoa.
No. You're gonna have to not say things like that.
I have a thing in my life, much like James. People search their whole lives for something like I have or what James has, and I want Logan to have that.
Yeah, that's right. Awesome.
And I want to help him get there any way I can.
Yeah. Ian is our friend. Ian is going to sit with us.
Ian's here.
Yeah.
Hey.
He's going to provide his voice and experience to How to Date Logan Barnes. Tell us about yourself and your qualifications.
I am 33. I'll be 34 this year. I had to think about that.
I like that we've both had troubles with
our age. Yeah.
You're older than I am?
Yeah. Well, I'll be 34 in May.
I'll be 33 in June. I thought we were the same age for some reason.
Once you get into the 30s, it's hard to say it out loud.
Technically, when I turn 30...
You don't want to.
Technically, when I turned 30, I started counting backwards at birthday.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah,
just go.
Anyways, I, kind of like Matt, have had my share of experiences,
sure.
I guess. I am currently single, so I probably maybe can provide...
More
active current advice in that realm.
It's like, well, this worked for me last night, so it might work for you.
I have been in several short-term and long-term relationships over the years, and probably like Matt, I can share advice based on experiences and failures and mistakes that I've made and say, here, don't do what I did.
Yeah, exactly. Because you have to have those failures in order to, I did this and it didn't work out. So I'm not going to do that again.
I'm really glad you're saying that because I think that a lot of people, especially a lot of people that might listen to our normal podcast, you know, man, everybody fails in this.
Yeah.
You strike out a lot when you date.
Yep.
You cannot
be scared of failure.
No, you strike out more when you don't try.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's hard, you know, and sometimes people don't have a group of friends that they get together with every week to encourage them And if they don't, we're your new friends. So
we are your friends.
Yeah, this is friends. This is your first episode.
James Stratton, why are you well qualified to help date Logan Barnes?
Well, I don't want
to. Why are you qualified to date me, James?
I don't want
to. Welcome
date
to the
Logan
dating
Barnes.
Game behind door number one.
James threw his life away and got married.
I like Matt. You know, I've dated. I had several long term relationships. Got married back in 2011.
Congratulations.
I was the reacher. She was the settler. So, you know, I married up.
Sure.
It was a Catan-themed wedding. Nice.
And so I feel like I can like give him the tips on how to...
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
In his mom jeans.
Okay, guys.
Don't wear your mom
Come
jeans.
On. Come on.
I can help him, you know, with the advice that, you know, the stuff that worked for me on how to get a woman who was way out of my league.
Right. And, you know, I feel like you have a great sense of Logan. You know, you've been around Logan a lot. And
you knew me when I was in high school.
I knew Logan when he was in high school. I've known him the longest out of anybody here. So. Wow. Maybe we can help him out.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, his brother worked at the theater with me, and he would
come
up there.
He who shall not be named.
He would come up there and hang out with us.
Okay. That'd be a little D-bag to
Michael
everybody.
Jordan.
Yes. For three. Oh, wrong Michael Jordan.
Sorry.
Man.
Josh.
Oh, so...
who are you?
I'm Josh.
So what do you bring to the table?
Do you come here often?
He brings the equipment that we record.
Yes, I come in here very often. I'm sorry, I never wanted to admit that to you guys, but now that you're sitting there,
well,
it's
here
fine.
We are.
So anyway,
your name does is your Josh. Wife wear her mom jeans?
She actually does have some mom jeans. Not like Barack Obama mom jeans, but anyway...
Barack Mom Jeans.
So I am 32 years old. I've been married for almost 10 years and been with the same gal for 12. It's not an easy thing. I should probably say the exact same thing about me. And
nah, you're hard to deal with.
I know. Believe me, I know. And
it's hard work.
We had to. I know, and
whatever you're about to say, I know.
I'm divorced, so I didn't bring that.
Well,
up.
Well, I was.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
I was 21.
I'm in the D club.
I was 21 when we got together.
That D.
So, yeah, you did.
Yeah,
so,
I did.
But so, like, I was 21 when we got together, and so I grew up really fast. It wasn't my intent, but I did, and I grew up really
fast.
That's
also because she brought children.
Yeah,
to
so
the
she
relationship.
Brought children in the relationship, which is a thing that. While is not directly applicable to just casually dating someone, it is very applicable when you're talking about just the situation at hand, where things can go. Because, you know, I feel like I'm very qualified to help you, Logan, because I was a decently attractive looking dude at one point in time who had you were too.
We're
in there somewhere, yeah. You jerk.
We all were. You know what I'm saying?
Me and you used to look a lot better than what we do now.
Yeah, I'm trying. But,
that's the thing. When kids come into the picture, you get your shit together.
Yeah, you got to.
Yep. You have to.
You got to. And,
you have
to. But, you know, I feel like I've learned a lot of things along the way. And, Logan, I feel like I know you really, really well. And I think that there are, you know, we give Logan a hard time on the show, on the podcast, and we, you know,
in RL,
and yeah, in real life, we give Logan a hard time. But here's a thing that we're gonna sort of wrap episode zero up with is that I would not be willing to take the chance to do this if I didn't think there were other people out there.
Take a chance.
James, shut up.
Who
trying to do ABBA?
Really,
I know what you're trying to do. Stop.
Who may not have a group of friends that are this varied, and that's what we want to do every couple of weeks. Is Logan's going to have a question, and episode one will be our very first question, which you can go ahead and download now. And in those episodes, going to be very very short episodes. Logan's going to propose a question. On how this question is relevant to date Logan Barnes, and Matt's going to primarily take the lead, and we're going to go with it. And we hope that...
God forbid.
We hope that maybe this helps. Yeah. I don't know.
Not only help Logan, but help...
Yeah, help
anybody.
Listeners.
Exactly.
Yeah,
help anybody.
Because, yeah. You know, I mean...
And it's not just me. It's going to be James. And
it's going to be all of us
chiming in.
It took a long time to get to this point to just, you know, openly admit that and be like, well,
which is a big deal.
Number one, it's a huge deal that, I think it's really cool that you've gotten to this point, but you're putting this on the internet, man.
Right. Yep.
That's really freaking awesome.
I'm waiting for Reddit to just tear me a new one.
I don't think Reddit's going to tear. I don't think Reddit's going to tear anyone a new one.
Oh, I think you'd be surprised at how much support you.
We're
going to
put you on awe.
You're going to get it.
So
you're going to be drowning in pussy.
No, thank you.
And that's where we start. So,
how
are we going to sign off?
We've got the generalist as Matt. He knows a little bit about all the subjects.
Hey, bud, let's not give categories like this. Maybe that's step one. How about you just go with it?
Yeah, quit categorizing people, man.
Let's just go with it and see where
ride
it goes.
Ride the wave, man.
So, this was our episode zero.
I don't know how to surf. What?
we have several episodes, a couple episodes available for you now. That are ready for you to listen to, and we hope that you check us out every
couple
of weeks.
And they're fantastic. I remember all of them vividly. They were wonderful.
My first question will probably be, how do I surf?
Oh,
because apparently that's relevant.
It's not going to be. So
the way I answer Logan's first question just...
Amazing.
It still blows my mind.
Amazing.
All right. Just... Oh, my God.
The answer was perfect. There's no more need for this show.
All right. So for episode zero, this is Josh, and this is...
Logan.
For...
How to Date Logan Barnes.
That's adorable.